Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Whoa.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up? Album release styling.
Wow. It's out there, folks. We've been talking about it. We've been getting you ready. We've been dropping little clues and little singles.
Follow the clues.
Yeah, what are singles? The big clues? Some of the biggest clues when we said we have an album coming out August 4th.
If you missed that clue, folks, you are not Sherlock Holmes-esque.
We don't know what else we can do for you. You got to meet us halfway. When we give you a fact, you got to listen to the fact.
Yeah. Facts are important if you're sleuthing.
And we're celebrating today's album release by, we're being in the same room. We're all in LA.
Oh, it's hot.
Oh, they can tell.
Yeah.
The chemistry is crackling.
Oh, God.
I think it's pretty crackling. Maybe I shouldn't be messing with this thing. It's probably.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Okay. But I like to fidget with something. I need a fidget spinner. Yeah. It's time. I finally should get a fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Maybe for Christmas, I'll get a fidget spinner. Spin that thing around. You seen those fidget spinners? It's just like a cube, and it's got like buttons on it, switches, and it's just stuff to like fuck with.
Yeah,
it's weird.
You know, I never had a thing on the back of my phone case. You ever have like a circle?
Oh yeah, skinny circle.
People kind of, those are the grown up fidget spinners.
Yeah, it's like a pog.
It's like
an accordion thing that comes off the back, but it's
and
just like circle.
You can use it if you're gonna like take pictures, or let's say you want to watch a TV show. You can use it to prop your phone up. But
yeah.
I mainly see people just playing with it and spinning it. And
I do that anytime I have like a pen or something. I'm like just twisting the cap on and off. Or
when I have a pen, I usually click it once, and then you know the little writing part comes out.
Yeah,
and I start just writing my feelings.
Yeah, that's the tip they call it on the pen.
The tip.
The ink tip. Is that what we wanted to do? No, the new album.
Yes.
Talk about the new album.
It's called The Sonic Ranch. It's produced by Money Mark from the Beastie Boys. It's out. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. Google Play? I don't know.
Hey, it's on Tidal. That's for sure.
It is?
Talk about a misfire, though, huh? Nobody's on Tidal.
I am.
Come on.
No.
You remember it? Because for a minute, it was like Jay-Z and Kanye's stuff were only on Tidal. And then they all came back to Spotify.
Well, there's talk of a music strike. I don't know how that would work.
Hmm.
It's not up to the artist to be like, take my stuff down. It's up to the labels, right? So it'd have to be like Capitol Records saying, we no longer agree, Spotify.
Or, I mean, if you go on strike, you don't get to take old stuff down. You stop making new stuff.
I mean, Spotify would be absolutely fine.
Yeah. There's enough music. Sorry, folks.
Well, now there's enough music.
The fourth Sloppy Boys album.
Only just recently is there enough music.
Now that's enough. Well, it was a fun album to make, I'll tell you that much.
It was a damn blast, and you might even say that the drink of the day is sort of reminiscent of our studio sessions.
But of course, we're not there yet.
No. Yeah, this album was a little different than the last few, wasn't it?
Well, we worked on a soundboard that was, we were told, $1 million.
Yeah,
a Neve is like the fanciest kind of soundboard. This was two Neves that were welded together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it was owned by Madonna?
Yeah, owned by Madonna at one point.
And she's a material girl, so she's like, give me two Neves and melt them together.
She's a material girl, but she's always changing her.
Yeah. Also a virgin sometimes?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Like one.
Like
definitely
one.
Like one.
And sometimes frozen.
And sometimes like a surgeon.
Yeah, sometimes. If not in any of her songs, but
no,
sometimes.
No. She's hanging around a certain curly-haired parodist.
Yeah.
Parodist.
Paradiso.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about that. That makes sense why the Neve, I mean, Everyone was so worried when I was setting a can of beer or soda, anything down near it. They're like, oh, we maybe shouldn't put that there. I'm like, ah, then you drink it.
You drink it.
Asshole.
I'm doing it all wrong. Yes, the Neve, the double Neve, 80 tracks owned by Madonna, resides at Sonic Ranch.
Woo.
Famous studio.
Oh, my God.
Very cool. Any little instrument you wanted, there was something. It was on the property somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, they could be like any guitar or keyboard we wanted, some guy would just go find it. And what's crazy is you're in the middle of nowhere. It's Tornillo, Texas, West Texas. It's a gigantic pecan farm. It's not a mom and pop pecan farm. It's a huge corporate pecan farm. So the owner of it is rich enough that he decided to build a world-class studio for the greatest artists in the world to come record at.
Yeah.
But while we were living there, that's what's so funny is like you're in the middle of nowhere, no contact with the outside world, but then you could be like, I don't know, could I have a 1963 Les Paul? And they'd be like, yes, Tim. And they would go get it. They'd like drive a pickup truck out off into the farm to some storage facility and get the guitar for me.
Then you open up the cage, you're like, this is more pecans in here.
What the fuck? And we ate the pecans and we learned that you don't have to cook them for them to have the normal pecan taste. You could eat them raw.
Oh, yeah.
They say put them in the freezer.
Oh, that was a bowl good. Of them yeah, yeah. When we first got nice. There, it was nighttime. And Tony, the guy who runs the place, were sitting down eating dinner that they prepared for us every night.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The staff was fantastic. And he's like, here, have some pecans. They've been in the freezer. We said, well, no.
It's like, Tony, oh, you, they Tony, you don't know what you're doing in the freezer.
It was great. He also had a wine cellar.
Oh, Tony is cracking wine like crazy every night.
It's not a problem.
No, he handles it well. But it was very much like we'd go into this like hacienda and sit at a long banquet table all together and eat. And there'd be other rock stars. Like, actually, it was funny because there's the three Sloppy Boys and then Money Mark is our producer. And that was it was all like bands of dudes and then like an older rich producer guy. Yeah. What's his name from the Black Crowes?
Chris Robinson.
Chris Robinson was there.
Yeah.
And we got to be friends with him and he was producing a band.
I think the Texas Gentlemen was Texas it. And Gentleman, they were really good. I listened to some of their stuff on Spotify and they knew us. They knew us from the Birthday Boys.
Oh yeah. That was great.
Well, yeah, of course they haven't been living under a rock. I know. They read the news.
But what a great melting pot that like you go to Texas to a ranch in the middle of nowhere and you really just focus up and you live it and you eat it and breathe it and then you sit at this big table with other bands making their albums. You're like, oh, how many did you get through today? Oh, just one, not even one. Oh, maybe better tomorrow.
Zero.
Well, I remember that one band was like, I forget what they were called, but they were like, yeah, we drum tracked 14 tracks today. Okay.
Yikes.
We got to know the need.
Don't tell Dots.
the Chris Robinson thing was so funny because we're sitting there when we first get there and Money Mark is talking to him and they were talking in ways like you could tell they'd been around the industry for a while and were mentioning people they both knew. I was like, who's this guy? He looks familiar and I know that name. And then all of a sudden he was like, well, yeah, when me and the Crows were at whatever festival, I was like, that's fucking like, hey, little thing, let me light your candle.
He kept saying that to me because at dinner, the candles were out on the table. Yeah.
Every bite you kept going, yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Blowing them all out.
Tim's kept going out.
What's their huge song that's like a slower song?
Says she talks to angels. Yep.
That's big. That's a big tune.
And that was actually a big album for me, whatever album that was. My family had that cassette for some reason. We got it at like a magazine drive or something. And I knew it well. And I told him so.
Damn, that must have been like one of the last cassettes though. Probably getting into CD territory. Right?
That I got? You know what? Probably more cassettes I got were like older bands.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I remember having like Led Zeppelin cassettes.
Sure. AC/DC.
ELO, Greatest Hits.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my Buick.
Ninja Turtles coming out of their shells tour.
Sure. Simpsons Sing the Blues.
Dude.
Why not?
That's wait, so is, funny. Is listen it, to the Turtles. Like, you're just listening. You're just having the audio experience of the Turtles.
There's only one song on it that you know. It's the
most cynically made fucking bullshit.
The whole point of them is to see that they're turtles and watch them do karate. But instead, you're just listening to actors talk about pizza.
The point is to see the reptiles do karate. Now I got to hear them sing.
Oh, God.
New Ninja Turtles movie is coming out.
Yeah, it looks good. Looks good as hell.
I'll see it.
Of course.
But here's the thing. The animation looks like that sort of drawn animation.
Yeah, Spider-Verse.
Spider-Verse.
Sort of.
Interesting. Is that the new thing?
I guess
so. Am I
going
to be sick of it already?
Here's the thing. I think Pixar went too polished. Like, everybody was chasing Pixar, trying to be Pixar.
Oh, but those big, glowing Pixar eyes.
And don't forget big round asses.
Watch it, buddy. Watch out.
They're out there. And I think... you know, you can't beat Pixar at their own game. And I think Spider-Verse is one of the first to be like, fuck it, we're going sketchbook style, scratchy, all fucked up and weird and little jokes in the frames. It's cool.
I was watching WALL-E on the plane ride here.
Good one.
Good film.
Wonderful movie. He's so funny. Nobody talks for 20 minutes. Thank God.
Thank God.
You can finally get some peace and quiet, get a little shut eye. Yeah. In
that movie. Let me just watch this little square robot zoom around the
Fred Willard. Fred Willard's in that movie as
and
a human.
And he doesn't talking. He doesn't
talk. But he's like a human.
There's a few humans and they're like commercials and stuff. But
yeah. But then when they show humans, they're all little bloated lazy boy characters. Yeah. But at some point they worked in a real man. Fred Willard.
It's funny in a kind of a kids Pixar movie to have a grim view of the future. You know, like the humans are all like overfed and can't move. Yeah. And it's pretty Orwellian.
Well, I think, you know, we didn't have enough of those types of stories, us growing up or generations before us. And that might be why we're in this mess.
Right. COVID.
That's a big part of it. I think global warming is connected to COVID.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Give me a second to think about it. Yeah.
Well, anything else about the album? We're going to be talking about it the whole time.
We'll be talking about it the whole time. We should finish shit chat and get into bip, 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 bip.
Booze news?
Booze news. Hit it.
Ooh.
Down mama, she's so uptight, she's so uptight,
yeah.
She's so uptight. All tucked away on her ivory shelf. She's easy on the eyes, but she's hard on herself.
Sick.
You gotta get down loose with your boy. Rapunzel, let down your shorts. Tell your mama, tell your papa, and all the church ladies sing.
Oh, very nice.
In the gardens of Gomorrah. You
can do. Wow.
All right. Dance in the Gardens of Gomorrah was sent to us by Brad Hill. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. Is that from Barbie?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice work, Brett.
Nice.
Wait, what's the Dua Lipa song?
Dua Lipa song.
I haven't seen Barbie yet.
Barbenheimer.
That was, remember that weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
overwhelming for us who saw that weekend. Saw Neither.
Neither. Yeah.
What a weekend. Every time I looked at my phone, I was remembering what other people were doing.
I want to get back to big weekends in just a second, but that was Brad Hill. That was great. And I loved, first of all, that was the whole song. We just played a little bit.
I faded out early because he didn't even really mean this as a booze news theme. He was just like, here's a whole mashup I made.
We should post this.
We should post this and it could actually kind of go viral.
This was really very good. Also, I'm a little disconcerted by how well people can strip the lead vocals out of our tunes.
I know.
Like, is that just, I'm supposed to be the wizard guy who knows that shit.
It's
can't
AI,
do that.
Probably.
Yep.
Wait, Brad Hall.
Hill.
Hill. A-I. Next letter is B.
Right.
H-I.
Okay.
There's a letter before that.
Right. So They're very close. All right.
Is that a reference to Hal? You know, Hal.
Probably.
From 2001. Sure. You know, that's derived from IBM. They put the letter before each of those letters. So IBM becomes H-A-L.
I love hearing when there's a character in a book or a movie or something that's like, his name is Jason Preacher because preachers are good guys. I don't know. But my point is, I never think about names when I'm writing someone. Like, his name is John.
John from Cincinnati?
John, like the toilet. So what I was going to say about big weekends, before we get into the booze news, because I know that's exciting and people want to hear about it,
absolutely.
But not yet for me. Remember Carmageddon?
Yeah.
Out here in LA, it was like the 405 was being shut down. For a weekend.
There was something else too. There was like a few, it was like a perfect storm of things, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it was like, it's going to be gridlock everywhere because like a huge through freeway.
405 was down. And I think that was also the weekend they were going to let the freaks out.
Yeah. And the freaks were feeling driving.
But it was a whole thing like, what's going to, and I think people were just playing into it to be funny, but like Carmageddon, I'm having a Carmageddon party in my house. We're coming in, we're sleeping over all night because we can't go anywhere. It's Carmageddon.
Yeah. And it was kind of just fun because everyone did that and then the 405 was fun.
Yeah.
There was also that weekend where the 405 was completely engulfed in flames on sides and the cars were still going through it. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
It was like it was like fire season a couple of years ago.
Jeez.
But videos, like people were filming out their windows and it looked fucking terrible. terrifying.
Yeah.
There's something nice to a Carmageddon feel. If you live in a big city like LA, feeling like connected, like there's, I don't know, probably 4 billion people in LA, but that you have a weekend where we're all like, Carmageddon happening.
That can't be right. I think there's 8 billion people on Earth.
But like when you have a thing to talk about this, like, I can't believe we all have to deal with this thing.
Yeah.
It feels kind of small towny.
There's something very like holiday feeling, like a Thanksgiving or Christmas. It's like, you can't do anything today because it's crazy day.
Yeah, let's just stay home and have stuffing.
Yeah.
Ooh. God, I would love some stuffing. In college, I made stuffing just willy-nilly.
Stovetop?
Stovetop. And I would walk around with my big one mug and eat stuffing. People would go, God, what's that smell? It smells so good. And I'd shake it. Stovetop.
It's stuffing.
You bubble it up with one of those like plug-in teapots and pour it in over the stuffing.
It's just like hot water and breadcrumbs.
Nasty.
But it feels home-cooked.
It's stuffing. Oh, goodbye.
Well, is that it for booze? Wait, no. That's not it for booze news.
No, we
haven't even started the booze news.
Shit. Okay, this is an article that a ton of slopheads sent me.
Ooh.
Maybe you guys saw it as well.
It's good social proof.
Here's a drink. Have you heard of Yoo-Hoo and Absinthe?
No.
Yeah, only through you.
Through me? There's an article on Bon Appetit. I don't like this headline. Yoo-Hoo and Absinthe, that's the drink.
Yep.
Fuck James Caan tweeting, you know, like, that's the tweet. Me and Pacino used to be boys. That's the tweet. Fuck
this,
you.
This. That.
But aside from an annoying headline, a lot of people say it's good. I saw on Twitter, Jack Schramm said that this is a good pairing, Absinthe and Yoo-Hoo.
I trust the Schrammer. I don't know why, but I trust the Schrammer.
I trust him with my
life.
So
we're doing stinky star anise and sweet choco.
And Yoo-Hoo's funny because it's like, it's not dairy, right? It's like chocolate water and it's in a can. It doesn't go bad.
Oh.
It's not like it's not chocolate milk. It's some other thing.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Right.
Chocolate drink.
It's like water and chocolate.
Yeah, water and chocolate.
I think that's it.
Which sounds mouthwatering. But
sounds watery.
Well, the thing I wanted, I wanted to point out was this article, the drink comes from, it's like a new drink and it comes from a book that this bartender put out. It's called Saved by the Bellini and Other 90s Inspired Cocktails. So this article was kind of promoting this book, and that this Absinthe Yoo-Hoo drink is called the Absinthe Crag, which is a reference to the Agro Crag
from Guts.
On Guts.
Duts.
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 So
Guts, very influential, Tim Kiko.
Very influential. But I just wanted, I was pointing out to say, remember the sort of the retro tacky, dirtbaggy, kind of Dirty Shirley type of thing. I feel like that's saying this is bubbling over. If there's like a big publisher publishing a book and Bon Appetit is covering like Yoo-Hoo and Absinthe, like Yoo-Hoo is funny to us. That, yeah, they're saying it's a good drink.
Yeah.
But the winkiness of it is sort of feels like Dirty Shirley culture being.
Yes.
Like
it's very tacky.
Saturated.
It's very, what's the word? Like, tchotchke? What's the word I'm looking
kitsch.
For?
Kitsch. It's cocaine kitschy. Bear.
That is funny. Tchotchkes are kitschy. Tchotchkes, you hear the tchotchkes are
tchotchkes,
kitschy?
My tchotchkes are too kitschy.
I remember the first time I...
throwing them. These tchotchkes are too kitschy.
I want serious. Give me the finest, most modern tchotchkes.
Belmont, go get rid of these tchotchkes. They're too kitschy.
I remember the first time I heard the word tchotchke, it was like kids in school were saying it, and I was like, what? And they're like, you know, tchotchkes, like, they're just things that are all over. And I'm like, what? And like, you know, in your house, you got tchotchkes.
Especially, they're all over the place. What are these things? They're all over the place?
They're on me.
I'm just learning like now. Cockroaches.
Yeah. Baubles is another, like tchotchkes and baubles. It's like just stuff that's in a drawer. On the way over here today, there was a spider in Tim's car. I had to take it out with my
Black Widow.
No, little tiny guy, but I took my shoe off and got it.
It's crazy. There are Black Widows out here. Have you seen them?
No.
Saw one at Mookie's.
Ew.
You're not talking about a scar. Really?
Yeah.
Dangerous stuff.
Because at home in New Hampshire, I would always be like, a spider. Is it a Black Widow? And look and be like, no, it's not.
I see all it as Mookie's a joke. Out. Like Black Widow, I think that they're like, it's so evil that they don't really exist. Yeah.
No, but like especially as a kid, I was scared of arachnophobia, that movie.
Sure.
But
you were scared of getting arachnophobia?
I was like, I don't want to catch the fear.
I hope I don't get too scared of spiders.
But yeah, no, we were in drinking beers in his backyard during COVID, and I saw a little web.
Oh, you told me.
I decided to investigate. Scary. And then you see that iconic little orange hourglass. Yikes. But I think they're really poisonous, but they're not going to bother you unless you like really fuck with them.
Unless they
so
see.
So it's fine.
Because I was trying to make a Scarlett Johansson joke before, so maybe it's
that
like.
That could be good.
Maybe it's like they won't get too mad unless they read Variety and maybe some movie from the Marvel Universe didn't do so great. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you go to the movies?
The spider you saw in my car, it was inside, not on, because the rear view mirrors on both, the side mirrors always have spider webs on them.
Mine does that too. Why is that?
So this was a moment. Tim and I got in the car. It was way too hot, so we left the doors open for a while. I stayed in the car. Tim got out. And
waiting for the AC to kick in.
Yeah, really.
Hot day, leather seats.
A little tiny, one of those little kind of like spiders that moves real quick. And yeah. It doesn't just lumber along. Oh, it's like,
Yeah.
It was hanging out by, you know, where like the door gets closed. If it was a big enough thing, if the door closed, it would have squished it.
Yeah.
But I saw it in there. I took my shoe off. Got it. Either smushed it or knocked it out of the car. I couldn't tell.
Should let it live.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, it's too late now. He's gone.
Jeff, listen to this move. On the same car ride, we pull up to the liquor store to get the drink of
this
the day.
This I couldn't believe. I almost didn't bring it up because it's too unbelievable.
What, Cap and Cork?
We go to Cap and Cork. We took a little pause to let the AC get going. This is a hot LA day, and I need my AC. We pull up to the liquor store. I'm going to park in the parking lot, and I start to open my door, and Mike starts opening his door too. I'm like, oh, you coming in? He's like, yeah, I'll come in, enjoy the AC. So he's thinking AC as well.
AC inside.
AC Slater, Atlantic City. No, but on a serious note, folks. So then I leave the car running. We both get out, and he's like, is the car running? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to let it run. We both go into the liquor store together. I leave a T-Bird, doors unlocked, car running. In the past, I've locked it, and then I had my other key, you know, but this time I didn't have the other key, so I just...
Damn.
That is nuts.
That's
nuts. And I have my laptop in the trunk.
Oh my God, that's insane to me.
I was willing to lay it all on the line to not be sweaty today.
I said, what's going to happen if someone just walks by? I said, I'll be sad.
That's my course of... If your car gets stolen, yeah, and the computer's in your car... What you do is be sad.
You're allowed to be sad for a second, but then you got to track down the vehicle.
Oh, my God.
You say it's me sad, and then...
I got to track down this wrongdoer.
That's a cool move, man. You know, that reminds me of in like something you'd see in movies. Yeah. That reminds me of like we've talked about it.
It's such a small town thing.
But it's such a small town thing, and it's so renegade. It's so devil may care, Tim.
But
yeah,
here's the thing.
Exactly. Spread that around.
Don't do that anymore since this episode came out, because people know what your car looks like.
Sure. And now they know they're going to be
a celebrity car.
They're going to boot up the Tim Tracker and get a free car.
Yeah, they're like, oh, there's a car. Anyone could have taken that car. Anyone. And gotten away with it.
Legendary car. It should be in a museum.
Should be a fucking impound.
What did Bob say when he first saw you buy that car?
Oh, Tim, no. Tim, what are you doing?
It was like, hey, Bob, check out Tim's new car.
Oh, no. It looks like a car that would have been a lot of money, but it's not. It's an O2. It's not a classic.
My parents had a Chrysler Sebring convertible.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Very popular.
Very nice.
But very impractical in New Hampshire. We really enjoyed it for maybe 3 or 4 months, and then it was top down.
Well, that's the weird thing about
top
the-
Top down, windows up.
Top up. Wait. Yes. Top. Huh?
I was referencing a song.
Mm.
Top down.
Turn down for what?
I think it's that's the way I like to fuck.
No, it's Ludacris.
Oh, there.
Luda?
Luda. Chris Bridges?
Damn it, I didn't see the latest Fast and the Furious movie.
Those movies are actually good. You actually have to watch them because they're good.
They are, and that's why I didn't see it.
Not picking up on my tone.
Man, those movies more than any other, I get suckered into seeing, and I'm just mad that I saw it.
Why do people have the need to say, like, I've been suckered by so many people that are like, no, I know what you think, but that's actually good, and I watch it, and it's bad. I'm like, what joy do you get out of telling me to watch a big blockbuster piece of trash?
They wanted to trick you.
If you're gonna convince me of something, convince me of an obscure thing that's good that I didn't know about. But to say, like, oh man, you gotta! Oh, Thor Ragnarok so funny, man! Fuck you!
I love that the knives always come out for Thor Ragnarok.
Still, I've never seen it.
I've never seen it.
Also, here's a crazy thing: I have never seen anything Taika Waititi has ever done, and I know
We do in the shadows.
I've never seen the original movie.
Oh wow!
I'm unaware, and that I'm ashamed of. As a comedy writer, I should know this franchise. Mm-hmm. I got friends that write for the show. I hear great things.
Yes.
But because if it's proximity to Thor Ragnarok, I haven't gotten into it.
Well, you saw Bits of Concords. He did Bits of Concords.
Love Concords.
When the hell is that Deadpool Wolverine movie going out? You said you're going to tell me when it comes out. Right?
I'm not tracking it. That's your thing, baby.
But you know about this before I do.
I've heard about this. I should say, I know I'm a hater and stuff, but I've heard that movie's actually good. It's actually,
I heard because of the writer's strike that he can't do improv in that movie. That was the plan doing Deadpool 3 is like, Ryan won't do improv.
Right, because that's writing.
Oh.
But now he can't do acting either.
Right.
But wait, it's already, it's not shot yet. Like, so this is going to be a while.
They started, so it's going to be a while.
It's like a big thing in your life.
God, I don't know anything about it, but I just know I won't need it. What am I excited about? Meg 2, I think that came out today. You're not excited about Meg 2?
I didn't see Meg 1.
You don't need to. It's a humongous shark.
I don't know, man. A shark film? I didn't see Open Water. I didn't see Deep Blue Sea.
You didn't see Deep Blue Sea?
I only saw Jaws 1.
I saw Jaws 1 once.
You know what's weird? I have seen Jaws 1 every summer of my life. Like, it'll be like on TV or you're on vacation and it's a fun movie to put on. And I love it. But I never know like what scenes are coming when. You know?
Yeah.
I have a lot of movies like that where I'm just like, oh yeah, this scene's great. Oh yeah, this scene. But like, I couldn't tell you the plot in order.
Yeah. And it's
long. It's really good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right. We haven't gotten on the ship yet.
Yeah. And it's long too. Yeah, like it's got like that other act where it's like, oh yeah, normally we haven't gotten on the ship yet. Yeah. Right.
You forget about the things at the beginning where it's like, the mayor is bumping into the kids who were playing little
weird,
marching bands.
Weird
stuff.
Connective tissue stuff. Like, how come some movies I can tell you almost everything that happens in order, like Back to the Future, Jurassic Park, but like a movie like that or a movie like Chinatown or something, every scene surprises me when I watch it. It's like, oh yeah, oh yeah, Blade Runner. Those are really opaque though.
Yeah,
that won't be the case with the Sloppy Boys movie.
No,
you're gonna remember every scene. You're probably gonna be able to predict scenes. It'll be so stupid,
so base,
so basic. Maybe we get Wolverine in that one too. Shing shing.
Shing shing.
My booze news was that for the first time ever, liquor has outperformed beer in the market.
Wow. Liquor has outperformed beer.
People, I think, are just beered out. And
and seltzer took a chunk of the beer market.
Probably, mm-hmm. Yeah. Good point. People are just more into cocktails in the moment.
Seltzer split the base.
Yeah.
Like
it's
Bernie.
Split base.
Yeah.
I think that they've probably been listening to the Sloppy Boys podcast and they've heard that we think you can't drink beer, too much beer.
Yeah.
Have a nice one beer in the sun, yellow, cold. That's fun.
Well, the other thing too is there's like 350 celebrity liquors out there. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is a lot. We need one. How are we not in there? We're not on that list?
It's actually 347, but I had three of those.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Casamigos, that's the big boy.
Yeah.
Aviation, that's your boy Deadpool.
That's Deadpool.
I should start drinking that. Damn. Okay, was that it for booze news?
That's it for booze news.
That's it for booze news.
Wow, it's wrapped up.
Can't believe booze news got wrapped up.
Okay, the drink of the day on our very special episode. It's finally, we're releasing our album Sonic Ranch, and there's a drink that's very nostalgic to us.
We had a couple, I'll say.
Yeah.
Marking the occasion. Lone Star beer.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
A lot of Lone Star floating around.
We requested that, actually. They said, what do you guys want on your rider? And I said Lone Star because I knew that's the cheap Texas beer made by Pabst.
Is that so?
Yeah.
No shit.
Still? Or like, it's still part of it? Wow.
Or like, they probably make it in Texas, but part of the whole, that conglomerate. Ooh. Do you like corporate shit, by the way?
Where did I fall on this? Because I do like shit.
Let's say you're coming around.
Consult the lore here.
You can't avoid it.
You can't wait for the next Deadpool movie.
But then the strike. I got to be with the strikers.
Your boys, yeah.
But that place was littered with Lone Stars.
Yeah.
I made Calpe Cordials.
Calpe Cordials with some Kraken rum, I remember. Some dark
Kraken. Oh, yeah, those were good.
I was mixing together Bacardi and Kraken to kind of get an amalgamation of a Sailor Jerry. And I really think I really indulge in the red wine because Tony, the owner, the culture of the place is everyone is in their separate studios on this big farm. They're working during the day. You come together at night and Tony's pouring your red wine and you're going, glug, 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 thank you. We felt like little kids, kind of.
Yeah, it was a very nice situation.
The food is so fantastic, too. They kind of had it going all day, right?
Yeah, you could kind of just be. We had breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but then there was just like quesadillas all the time. Breakfast, you'd place
breakfast
an order.
Breakfast, so good.
You go sit down. You're in a house, in a dining room. They would say, like, what would you like? And we're like, a breakfast burrito, I guess. And they're like, what type of meat? You're like, chorizo, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, like an incredible menu. One of them I got all the time was the Sonic Ranch Burrito, which I think was just like sausage, egg, cheese, potato or something. Yeah, but baby. Damn, every day. Oof. Nice.
Our good friend, Robert Olguin, who's a news anchor in El Paso, he's sort of like the prince of El Paso. He turned us on to Abasolo. He got a bottle of this stuff and we loved it. Basically, it's a Mexican corn whiskey. Did you guys know that corn originated in Mexico?
No, I did not.
No.
Corn's from Mexico.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Like that, like yellow corn the way we know it?
Yellow corn the way we know it. I guess all kind of corns.
Corn used to be like rainbow colored too. There was like crazy jewel toned corns back in the day.
Yeah.
But I think it went the way of the true banana.
Yeah.
We've discussed.
Which we refuse to read about, but we've heard that bananas have changed.
The one true old banana flavor that is now lives on in the form of runts.
So from corn comes like maize. Mm. And then, you know, you got tortillas and you got tamales and all this stuff.
Popcorn. Corn syrup.
There you go.
Popcorn. Ooh.
Corn on the cob.
The most basic form of corn.
If you would have said, Tim, what's whiskey made of? I would have said grain, right? I thought grain.
That's what you told me yesterday when I asked you.
But this is a corn whiskey from Mexico. I'm holding the bottle and I'm going to read right off the back. It says, Abasolo ancestral corn whiskey is crafted and distilled from the finest non-GMO. And then there's a word for corn here that I can't pronounce, so I'm going to have my phone say it.
Cacahuazandol.
Cacahuazandol corn, which has been cultivated over generations by local farmers for its distinct, extraordinary flavor. Through our unique use of nixtamalization, a 4,000-year-old cooking technique, the deepest notes of these ancestral ingredients are uncovered, resulting in a rich, smooth whiskey with notes of roasted grain, vanilla, and honey. It's funny to say notes of grain. It's like, I know another way to get some notes of grain. This is supposed to have a deep, historic taste that puts you in touch with people from 4,000 years ago.
Perfect.
Who, that must be such an industry, the people who write these things, or like advertise people. And it's like, how are we going to make this say nothing and everything at once?
I wonder if that person, if that's like a third party copywriting agency, and then like Abasolo is like, hey, we need some zazz for the back of the ball.
Like you look at the back of like Kona, big wave. And the same, I think it has the same type of story. It's like any IPA beer has like a story on the back, and it's just all this kind of obscure language.
I struggled to write that so much that I had AI help me for my Spotify bio.
Wow.
Can I read it to you?
Yeah.
Your Spotify bio? Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like most AI projects, you just have it like spit out a bunch of poetic words and you pick and choose and mix and match and you got to like collaborate with it. That sort of poetic crap, you know?
Yeah.
I just needed a bunch of strings of words that sounded vibey.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up with. Dutz is the captivating pop auteur leading a revolution of raw sonic pleasure.
Wow.
Perfect.
His anthems of passion, seduction, and betrayal, drawn from life amid the neon streets of Los Feliz, blur the lines between reality and fantasy.
So, but what was it going off to know you gave it some prompts?
Yeah. I sort of gave it like,
beautiful.
I gave it like 80s neon bad boy, Michael Jackson, all that sort of stuff. And I said, sexual, more sexual. And I even hit a point where it said, we can't go anymore.
Yeah, you're like, this is getting, this is going to turn anatomical, orgasmic.
That would be cool if it come up with all that stuff just from listening to your music.
That's the thing is like, I know we're all afraid of AI, terrified, but I noticed it was like getting dumber. Like it can't go on the internet and tell you all that stuff.
It will.
I tried to have it do like a bio for me and it struggled to find like birthday boys and stuff like that.
The fuck?
Wouldn't be the only one.
Well, that's the bottle. It's pretty straightforward this week. It's a bottle of liquor.
So we doing rocks?
I like to, that's what we did was in a rocks glass on the rocks. I've had this once since. There's a very cool wine shop in Kingston, New York, downtown called Kingston Wines. And there's a slop head that works there, in fact.
Hey.
A very cool place. Impeccable music taste of the staff there. But they stock this stuff. So I had it when I was recently on vacation, living on a sailboat in the Rondell Creek. And this stuff, once again, was delicious to me. So I'm excited. You guys have not had this since the Tornillo Pecan Farm.
No. Yeah. And I kind of forgot about the bottle too. That's a cool bottle. It's just a square brick, like a red brick look.
It's a nice, beautiful bottle. This is 45 bucks. Red. This is a premium product.
But it looks like something Daniel Plainview would have.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
It's real nice.
I drink your Abasolo. Milkshake. Oh, I said it the same way I always say it.
I always
do. Ow. I'll kill a guy in a bowling alley.
That's not a guy. That's the guy who played Riddler.
You don't know his name.
That's not just a guy.
All right. You want to get to it?
Yes.
Folks, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we'll have Abasolo in hand.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
We're back. Abasolo in hand.
Mm. Mm. Let's start with a sniff.
Corny.
I'm getting notes of corn, a cornfield.
It's funny when they said, what, vanilla and honey?
They said grain, vanilla, honey, yeah.
It's a light color, too. It's almost got like a greenish hue, more yellow hue.
Yellow hue. Smells like corn.
Yeah.
Corn chips, Fritos.
Right, here we go.
Bottoms up.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Crisp. Bright, it's whiskey. It's like a rye whiskey, kind of like a little more bitey, you know. Mm-hmm. Bright and bitey, and corny. The breath.
Yeah.
It is like sweet.
It is sweet.
Sweet corn.
Rye is a good distinction, but it's not as stanky.
Right.
Yeah. You're not getting into the scotch area.
Right.
Is that peaty? I always forget. That's peaty. The word.
Peaty.
We should fucking watch that movie, man.
That's a good blowout. Dumb and Dumber? Shit.
Dumb the Dumber.
Have we not done a blowout about Dumb and Dumber?
I think I mentioned it as like best last line of a movie.
I guess we've discovered this other thing too, where when you just watch a comedy and then you talk about it, you're like, yeah, that part was funny. That part was funny.
I've watched it recently. It holds up. I haven't seen it. So funny. I just bumped my mic right into my mouth and my microphone. Drunk off this one sip, I guess.
I'll do that when I'm on, if I'm doing stand-up or even in our shows. For some reason, I always put my foot on the base of a microphone, like the circle part. Mm-hmm. And usually they're not flat, so it comes back and like hits me in the mouth. It just like dings my tooth. I'm like, your teeth. Oh, okay.
Fuck. That hurts.
I hope nobody ever notices.
They teach you in stand-up class, don't you? You walk out, hey, how's it going? And then you immediately, boosh, take the mic out of the stand, get the stand out of the way, just stand there, look like a professional. And then there's this funny subconscious thing at the end of a stand-up set. You know, the comic has gotten the light, and savvy viewers would maybe see them getting the light, but most people don't notice that. But it is funny.
You'll see a little nod off to someone in the back.
Yeah.
Got it. But then it's funny when a stand-up is doing their closing joke, they kind of start to get the stand back together. Mm-hmm.
And it's another tell.
And what's funny is like, you know that a stand-up usually closes with their best joke. You know, you like open with your like second best joke and you close with your best. So whenever I see someone like playing with the wire, starting to make their way, like moving the bench or any of it,
Ready to laugh. You take a deep breath.
I just think it's cute that like they think this is their best joke.
Yeah, and
it's kind of funny that have any business when you're like, this is my big moment. But you know, there you go.
Yeah. The preparing when something is ending. Somebody just brought this up to me recently. I was like, yeah, it is a big problem. When you go to Alamo Drafthouse or Nighthawk in Brooklyn, any place where like they serve food to you
during
while you're watching a movie. Yeah. You can tell the movie's like going to be wrapping up because they come and start putting checks down. And you're like, oh yeah, I guess I didn't realize that like that is such a giveaway.
Oh, that's true.
And it's like a lot of like fumfering and stuff right as like things are happening.
I hate when they bring you the bill and they lean into your ear and they say, he dies. That sucks.
That sucks.
It's spoily.
If you don't pay, you'll die too.
Oh my God.
I'll die, but I want to live.
We'll run you through the fucking film machine.
They'll do that?
Oh shit.
Inefficient way to kill somebody.
The projector? No, the film machine.
Yes.
I just went to Alamo Draft House. What did I see? Oh, I can't remember. Oh, Evil Dead Rise, which I did not like.
Oh, zombie movie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like zombie movies?
No.
Zombie movies
are
funny, man.
No.
They're funny.
Bad.
I thought they were scary.
Man,
sometimes they're good at funny.
Sometimes they're funny.
Man, I saw it with some other horror heads, and we all looked around at each other after the first scene, and it was thumbs down.
Wow.
Now, from the very top.
It was bad, but was it laughably bad?
No. I was hoping. I was like, oh, please just be laughably bad.
If it starts being bad, just continue on down to laughably
be
bad.
Laughably so.
Remember, we went to see Minions at one of these movie theaters.
Yes, that's cinema. Finally, okay.
Look cinema.
Look cinemas.
That's so fun to be served food and stuff, but our food was ice cold. It took a long time to come out, and I just had a cold pizza.
I kind of warned you guys, I feel
like. We wouldn't listen. We were just like,
I was like, you need to get, and I know it's tantalizing. There's a menu, but like, you need to get movie snacks and booze. Like, that's the fun. That's the best way to execute this.
I got a double cognac on the rocks with cherries.
That sounds great.
I got the chicken nachos that had water at the bottom of them. It's gross.
Yeah, it's fine if you want like cold chicken tenders, cold pizza, hot ice cream.
But that's everything's backwards here. The seats are on the ceiling.
Comfortable though. I like the place.
Comfortable. And I feel like not a lot of people know about it. So it's like, you're not going to run into me. Front row seat. I've been at some of these nice places. I'm not gonna say names, but like the popcorn comes out like middle of act two. Yikes, guys. I put this popcorn order like when I sat down.
Yeah.
And you want to be crunching right away. When I go to the concession stand pre-movie, it's really hard for me to not eat all the popcorn during the previews.
You know my little thing that I do with popcorn. I don't take one bite until the movie starts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Such restraint.
But you put jalapenos on it so it doesn't get soggy.
It does.
I always look to you.
It's disgusting. I hate it. I have a miserable life.
Michael, I knew I always looked at you as like a man with a lot of discipline.
I have to be disciplined in these moments or I will go off the rails.
Jeez.
Mike, you're wearing a funny shirt. It says, "The vibe is in shambles," and is like, there's like a bootleg Kermit doing a kickflip.
This shirt I found, I think, on Etsy or something. I was laying in my bed late night. I'd been out. And, you know, when I go out, I usually come back in a different state of mind.
Don't give us any more detail than that, but
use your imagination. I'm flipping through. I see this shirt in bed at home by myself. I'm laughing out loud at the image. I think it's so funny.
It's great.
The vibe is in shambles is such a funny.
It's very
funny. And he's doing a kickflip on a skateboard. Like he's doing a fun thing, which is like, it's not good.
That's what I think. The image doesn't pair at all. It's the sentence is very funny. The vibe is in shambles. If it was paired with like a sad meme guy or something. An iconically sad?
That's like perfect Zoomer.
It should be Michael Jordan crying.
Yes, right.
That
would be wrong.
The vibe is in shambles. That would make sense. But instead, happy Kermit doing a kickflip.
The contrast is the best part. It's like very internet-y, zoomery nihilism.
The vibe is in shambles is so great because it's like not your fault. It's just like, guys, this is lots of shambles.
We're here. The vibes. It really reminded me of from Surf 2 when he's like, this place is a fucking zoo.
Yeah.
It's like, we're here. There's nothing you can do about it, but it's a mess. Yep. Get some shirts online that make you laugh.
Yeah, that's Depop or Etsy?
I think it was Etsy.
Nice.
What the hell was I doing on Etsy?
I feel like when I first moved to LA, it was a golden era of buying t-shirts online. Mm. Remember? That was like...
Mm. Well, like cheapesttees.com. I used to get the big boxes. Blank, primary colors.
That's the best. Also, wait. Tim, you're known for having a lot of shirts that say Los Feliz on them.
Yeah.
You really rep it.
But you make those yourself, right?
I don't think so. I mean, cafepress.com is a website where you customize shirts. But I don't remember like making those shirts. I feel like I flipped through. I saw a white polo that said Los Feliz, and I was like, "Hell yeah!" And I ordered that. And
but there's a text box that you typed in the word Los Feliz, and then it just plopped it on in different
little
fonts.
Los Feliz. I searched Los Feliz, and it gave me a few different logos. Oh. And I clicked on the logos, and it gave me a few different shirts. But I can't remember if it was like TeePublic where I chose my color pairing with a logo, or if maybe somebody else had made these.
Hmm.
But I love. Like a polo shirt with a breast thing, because it's kind of makes you look like an employee of a place or like a bartender or something. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was going for.
Makes you look like you have a job.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gainfully employed.
I'm on the up and up.
Does gainfully employed mean like you're like gaining money?
I guess so.
Like you're not
in the red. I'm employed and it's going down.
I'm lossfully employed.
The one you have, that lossfully sweatshirt you have, it's white. And it's got Los Feliz and kind of like the bubbles in the middle of it.
That's like a big, like that font looks like Showtime or something to me, where it's like, it's an outline, but it's got dots in it that look like light bulbs.
Like a marquee
or something.
Yeah. That's a great sweatshirt. And it's one of those things, you know, sometimes you go out and see someone in a white sweatshirt and you're like, yes.
Crisp.
White.
I've got a Paradiso Sloppy Boys sweatshirt.
Yep. Why am I scared of getting white stuff? It's because I spill on it.
Spill and then use a little, just shout it out.
No, Tide to go pen.
Look, I'm screaming at some of my undershirts at home.
Shout out. I'm fucking screaming at these things.
Bang.
There's urea all over the pits.
I had a day. I forget if I talked about this on pod, but I had a day recently where I walked to Starbucks in the morning and I ate some delicious sous vide egg bites. But the whole walk there and back, I had my AirPods in. Everyone was really doing double takes of the T-Man. And I felt famous. And I realized it was because I was in Los Feliz and I was wearing a Los Feliz shirt. That you don't see a lot, so people probably thought that was a cool shirt, but it really made me feel famous.
Yeah, he probably works for the city or something.
And I gotta get used to this feeling, though, right? Now that we have album 4 out, this is my life.
Carry a Sharpie with you at all times. I had a situation like that. I was walking through the West Village, very nice part of town in Manhattan. Beautiful buildings, old stuff. I'm walking around. I got off the subway and went like two blocks to get to this bar I'm meeting people at. And everyone's looking at me like, and even like kind of like some turning. I didn't say like, hey, what's the deal? I get to the bar and I go in the bathroom because I was there early. And I was like, I know why they're looking at me. I had a fucking turd hanging out of my nose.
No, see. And that's weird because typically it's a booger in the nose, turd in the ass.
Yeah.
And you didn't even smell it, even though it was right on the nose.
It was as I was just getting over COVID.
Okay. I gotta say the vibe was in shambles.
Yeah, at that point. That was kind of a long walk for not a great joke.
We should take a long walk off a short pier. I'm kidding, though.
You sound like my therapist. This guy wants me dead. This guy wants me gone.
That's your advice? Long walk off a short pier?
Yeah, as I'm walking out. You fucking idiot. I would
to the next person, good luck with him. He's a loon.
He's a loon. Don't know why I spent $200 writing the $200 every
in the
time.
Memo you're like, for a fucking asshole. Yeah. Quack. Quack fee.
Yeah. For this quack to re-wax his boat.
I spend most of my time in therapy venting about that I have a quack therapist. And it's killing my fucking bank account.
Trust me, you don't know him.
Yeah.
He's real ugly shit, too.
All right, let's take it back to the drink.
Mm. This is fantastic.
Yeah, suits me just fine.
This is a nice sipper. I'm getting, it's just getting way too watery at this point.
What? I gave you the big cube.
No, I know, but like, it's
that
just.
That's the heat, slowest of all.
The heat is making it, it's taking the flavor away.
The I'm having major sense memory drinking this, so it's taking me back to the ranch.
Tornillo.
Can I just say one thing, and it's I'm not joking ranch. Around. I wish my accountant had some sense memory.
No, absolutely, yeah. I wish my banker had some sense, dollars and cents type of stuff.
That's what I'm saying to right, Mike. Right, yeah. Right. But that's impossible.
But
to
anyway,
get.
Back to the farm. Let's talk about the living situation, because I had a bedroom. There was like a sprawling house and it was really old and it had it smelled really good. It was funky and
sort of a motel vibe. Like what would you call that? It was like a row of bedrooms around like a courtyard.
Right.
Yeah. What are those? It's like a drive-in motel or a
motel, motor inn, motor hotel. Motor,
yeah. Okay.
But our doors all open to the outside. Yeah. My room, you guys had like conjoined rooms, right?
We split a bathroom in the middle.
The last thing you want to share with Hanford is a bathroom.
we had, these nice big queen beds. Mm-hmm. The air conditioning, kicking.
Yep.
The laundry. They would do fucking laundry
for us. There was a laundry
that
basket.
That blew my mind. I just left my dirty laundry on the floor. The next day it would be cleaned and folded on the bed.
You didn't so put it in nice. The, I put it in the laundry basket.
I put it in the laundry basket not knowing that meant take it away. I thought that was just a basket to throw my shit in.
But how nice was it to like wake up at, I don't know, 9, mm-hmm. 10? Get a burrito and then go to the studio and know that's what I'm doing all day. I don't need to think about where we're going to get food, driving anywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's the whole thing. Like, that's the whole appeal, I think.
We arrived with some songs written, a couple of demos, but we were also writing songs there. So it's really nice to have the laundry and the food taken off of your brain so that you can say, what am I feeling today? What do I want to say?
And this was, we had just gotten there and little Yachty had just left, right? Now, he didn't hear that we were coming. That's not what.
That came up on the blowout where we talked about the Yachty album.
I revisited that recently.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good.
That album Yachty is in general fantastic.
He's fun.
I remember saying, I did a little research and said that it was leaked at one point and then... Or that it was going to be named Sonic Ranch.
Wow.
And we all on the air were like, whoa. And if you didn't know that our new album was called Sonic Ranch, you probably thought, why did the Sloppy Boys all react like that?
Little Easter egg.
Now you know. Go listen to it again, folks.
Wait, what is it called?
Let's Start Here.
Yeah, right.
I didn't, at that time when we were there, I hadn't heard the song Broccoli, which I now love.
Sure. Oh, that's no, you've heard Broccoli.
Wait.
That's his fucking... That, yeah, I feel like
no,
that was,
now it's one of my favorite songs. He got a great video, the two of them like floating in a river. Very funny. Yachty's funny, man. His Hot Ones was funny. Crack me that shit up.
Damn, I gotta catch up on
this. You're behind on Hot Ones?
Behind on Broccoli.
I Spy is another good song by Yachty. Mm. These are his first two hits. Anybody who listens to hip hop is past this, but those are bangers.
And Poland is good.
We should retroactively put him on our summer playlist.
Absolutely. Oh, he's earned it. Kick it off with Broccoli.
Well, I would love to have him on the show.
Yachty, come on the pod. Defend yourself.
What else we do on that that ranch? We never got in the pool.
No.
Would have loved to swim.
Mike, you threatened too many times.
Yeah. I thought I was going to. But I never did.
It was nice to just, do you ever take a walk by yourself and have a thought walk?
I had a thought walk, but it was THOT. Yeah.
I did a run one morning, like through the pecan, like the trails and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of neat.
I did a run, but it was backwards through some really tall grass.
Tall grass.
Yeah, you fill your ass with weird grass.
Yeah, fill your grass with
fill your ass with grass. Oh, we went over to that cool water tower thing. We saw a train go by.
Yeah, fun. You could just drive. You get a pickup truck and drive around the land.
We could, whoever was driving us anywhere, because when we went to dinner at one point, Robert drove us somewhere up to the restaurant. We could drink beers in the car.
Oh, that's man. That's a Texas thing. He couldn't. The driver can't have an open container.
But open
Everybody
containers are
can.
Okay in the car. And we just did it out of the novelty, not because it's a problem.
But we were so excited. I didn't need beers that day, but he's like, hey, let's go to dinner. And if you want, you can have cans of beer in the car. And we're like, yeah. We're like, that was a thrill for me because I've only done that when I was a sneaky teenager.
Yeah. And also driving to that water tower, you're just really out there in the wilderness. It's desert and there's paths, but you're still kind of off-roading. Like not any car could have gone where we went.
You see, right. Robert,
and then we climbed to the top of the water tower, took some photos and stuff, climbed down. There was some wreckage, just like some clay wreckage and a bunch of desert beers, the desert version of Woods beers where we're from. And that's where we took our very own album cover.
Iconic. We were not ready. I was not dressed for an album cover shoot or anything like that. We didn't have hair and makeup.
No.
We weren't camera ready.
It was just boom.
But the moment struck and we posed. And then a train came and we kind of goofed around the train, remember?
Yeah. I tied a woman up and put her on the track.
Yeah, a damsel. And she was kind of in distress. But a thing to mention about this farm is it's right along the Trump wall. And that was a very ominous thing to be out on this beautiful land and stuff and just see this angry wall the whole time being, hey, you're fired.
Right. Yeah, truly. Like, what a weird downer that would just, we hear about on the news and we're like, oh, the wall or whatever. But for these folks, it's right there.
It's there, man. And all these things, these like political issues really made their way into our songs.
Yeah.
And the fiber of the music.
If you listened and didn't like it, listen again.
Yeah. Again. It's fascinating. Our album is so good and we are a good band. Yeah.
If you think, I don't need to write a paper on this or an article for the New York Times, listen again.
Yeah. If you're a gray lady writer and you're listening right now, crank out the Smith Corona.
Rip up whatever you're working on for your next article and do this.
Don't even run it by your editor. Just do it first. He'll get it. They'll get it.
Your editor will like it because you're taking charge.
Yeah. Show a little fortitude, you know?
You think a manager, editor, they don't want to think anymore. They'll do so much fucking... Just make a decision. Go with your help.
I need
a
hit. That's all they're thinking.
Yeah. Need a hit? Well, here's eight of them.
I'll tell you what. I need a hit. Another hit of this Abasolo.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's hitting me because we're recording this in the afternoon. I typically follow Hemingway rules and I wouldn't start with hard liquor. I would kind of aperitivo my way into my drinking, but this one is boom, smacking me in the face.
Yeah.
You know what Mike got us for breakfast today? Mike staying with me. He got us burritos from the Los Feliz Cafe.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
How did you get them?
I didn't do your trick.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Cafe Los Feliz.
Yeah.
The Los Feliz Cafe is in Atwater.
Ah,
right, yeah.
So wait, but the ones I'm talking about.
The French potato burrito.
I know, as I was walking home with them, I was like, fuck, I remember Jeff had a hack.
Oh, I thought that was for the burger.
No, the hack is Postmates 2-for-1 breakfast burrito.
Fuck my life!
It's funny because when I discovered it, I was like, I should just do it. It's just me, but I should just do it. But they're fucking big and hearty. By the time you finish one, like I say, you go back to bed.
Yeah, that's true.
Two wouldn't do one person any good.
Right.
I only had half. It was so dense today. I only ate half.
I had the whole thing. Feeling it now.
See, I don't have much of an appetite because I drink M-Drive.
Ah.
I didn't even have it today, just in life, M-Drive.
Well, I almost went in for some sous vides. I said I was going to pick up sous vides. I said, no, you know what? Burrito.
Is that all you guys got?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need. Damn. I saw like an annoying little TikTok girl doing a review of it.
Is it the same one that Ye Rustic?
Yep. She's like, so these are like the best wings in Los Feliz. Here we go.
She did a very funny, because, you know, look, Ye Rustic is the best wings in LA. And I don't blame a foodie influencer for going there. But trying to make this dive bar seem like it's like a food experience is very funny. She did a thing where she's like, the wings are so good. And if you get the fries, make sure you dip them in the chili. And
we're like, chili?
Fries? Jesus Christ, fries? That's canned chili in there. And then a couple of weeks later, she was at Fish King in Glendale, which is a great place, like where you go and you like a counter, like a where you go buy fresh seafood. And she was like, this place is fantastic. The food's great. And if you get fries, make sure you dip them in the clam chowder.
What's like, with this girl?
She's looking for the fry dip.
The soup everywhere she goes.
It's a fry dip TikTok.
But seeing her, I did sort of roll my eyes and was like, oh God. But then I was also like scared because I don't want a bunch of TikTok-y Zoomers descending on my favorite places.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Like Harry Styles sung about Beechwood Cafe.
Really?
You know, like he name drops it on what's the new album, As It Was.
Up Off Franklin?
Yeah, Up Off Franklin. Cute and it wow. used to be like this cute little yeah. tiny like cafe for the people who lived in this like, you know, little upper class, but
little enclave.
Yeah. But it was like a small place right next to the only grocery store for, you know, a mile. And now it's mobbed by kids.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Sad.
Damn.
Well.
Life is suffering.
As the Buddha would say.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what this podcast is all
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we're sort of about that. The middle way. All right, folks, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, final thoughts.
Ooh. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Now we're back with our final thoughts on Abba Solo. Michael?
I like it, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
When was that? I'd order it again.
I have ordered again. I bought a bottle when I was in Kingston. This stuff is delicious, and my favorite thing is the corny breath.
Mmm.
And while we're speaking of corny products, let me put in a plug. I love chorizo chipotle Fritos. And you can't find them most places in America, but I had them in Arizona. I think that they're like a Mexico, like an import. Chorizo chipotle Fritos. The first time I ate them, I thought they were disgusting. I thought they tasted like liver. And then I was like, I like liver.
Because you're the nasty man.
Yeah, I'm nasty, yeah.
I had some wrap snacks, and I forget what they were, but they were so good the other day. They were like a really hot chip. I gotta find the name of it.
Hot chip and lie.
Yeah.
Like the meme. What is that? You know that meme? All girls know is something, eat hot chip and lie.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love this drink. Thanks for bringing it back there, Tim.
Yep, Abba Solo.
I recently had another thing that was corn flavored. Blue Diamond Street Corn flavored almonds.
Oh, damn.
That sounds great.
A little weird, though. A little applied. The taste felt a little applied. More than your sweet chili Thai lime ones.
Oof. There's a Trader Joe chip that looks like a Fritos scoop, but it's like elote street corn That's very good.
Yeah, that's the Blue Diamond is a low taste.
I was trying to buy Abasolo one time at Cap and Cork, and I bought the wrong thing. It was called Nixt or Nixta, and it's a corn liqueur that was sweet and sugary, and it was all wrong.
So wait, Abasolo is the brand.
Abasolo is, let me check that bottle. You guys, man.
There's not like a ton of corn whiskeys.
No. So it is, right. It's Abasolo. With a little R restricted, El Whiskey de Mexico, 100% ancestral corn. The brand is the distillery Abasolo. We just did a free commercial for our brand.
Yeah, really.
We're stupid.
Abasolo.
But hey, Abasolo, reach out to us. How cool is it that the three hottest indie rockers in LA love your shit?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
And it means a lot to us emotionally. It's got a time and a place, time stamped in our hearts.
Yep. And it looks like a little brick.
It looks like a little brick.
No, not even a little brick. Like a real size brick.
A big brown Daniel Plainview brick.
I drink your milk shit. Listen to the album, folks. The album is out. But post it. Do that thing where you share the Spotify thing on your Instagram so that the canvas plays.
Yes. And ooh, I'll tell you what, yeah, folks.
That's smart.
You know, if you're one of these kids, you got a big old TikTok. Take one of our songs, whatever you want, speed it up or slow it down, whatever you want, and do something so funny that everyone in the world starts also doing it.
Yeah, make it a thing.
That'll crack me up.
Now you guys have it. Now you do something with it.
It's yours. You know, this album was ours for the longest time. Now it's yours.
We've been doing everything. You do something for once. That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time or brand names ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys where you can get all the bonus.
I guess the card for this one's just going to be buy this drink and drink it.
Yeah. Well, sort of like we did like the other store-bought stuff, rum chata or seltzers. But this is hard-earned, Mike. This has got some real life experience attached to it.
Ancestral corn, 4,000 years of history.
Can you play that word again?
And here it comes.
Cacawasindol.
Cacawasintol. Cacawasintol.
Cacawasintol.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. Why don't you tell a friend next time?
Yeah.
More the merrier over here on the Sloppy Boys.
We've got room.
We've got
There's
the room.
No
We've got
room maximum on the bandwidth. Listenership.
A lot of people are like, I don't want to tell too many people because like now everyone can listen. Can listen.
We have lifted all restrictions on listenership.
Yeah. That's a new thing. We took the listening restriction off.
If you're interested in our music or us, you're going to want to subscribe to our Patreon because there's something kind of, some interesting stuff there as well.
Ooh, that's good. Hot stuff on the way, folks. Stay tuned.
Bye.
Bye.